Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a federal law prohibiting most sports betting is unconstitutional. The decision paves the way for New Jersey to allow sports gambling at casinos and racetracks and could mean many more states will follow. There were two other big decisions from the court today as well, and joining us now to tell us about them is Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Domenico, let's start with the sports betting case. Tell us more about that one and the decision.
Well, the Supreme Court struck down a 1992 federal law. That effectively prevented most states from legalizing sports betting. Nevada has had this carve-out for some time. And as you noted, New Jersey is a state that could stand to benefit from this. Chris Christie, when he was governor, brought this case, and New Jersey won this case. And that clears a legal gray area that's going to open the door for state governments to join in what's really become a very lucrative industry. The American Gaming Association estimates that illegal gambling has gotten up to $150 billion a year. That's billion with a B. So a lot of states are probably going to be looking to cash in as their states and budgets are more and more strapped for revenue.
So maybe some of these states are the winners. Are there losers because of this decision?
Well, Nevada obviously doesn't like it. They don't want this they lobbied hard against it. It's pretty interesting, though, you know, having Donald Trump as president, because back when this bill was first being pushed through Congress in 1992, Bill Bradley was the senator who pushed this. It's colloquially known as the Bradley Act. He's the former New York Knicks and New Jersey senator, and he really was against this, telling NPR in the fall, betting on sports was betting on human beings, and I thought that was wrong. Donald Trump, when his casinos were struggling and having difficulty back then, was lobbying in favor of this. So we'll see where this winds up going in other states.
There were two other cases today, one about privacy rights and a traffic stop. Tell us about that one.
Well, that first one, Bird versus U.S., the court unanimously agreed with a driver of a rental car who said he'd had his privacy rights violated by police during a traffic stop. He said he did not consent, and the police found dozens of bricks of heroin and body armor in his trunk. And the man, though, said he didn't consent to this search. The cops argued that that didn't matter because his name was not on the rental agreement. The court disagreed with them and said that the man still maintained a reasonable expectation of privacy.
And the other case, the case of McCoy versus Louisiana. What was that case about?
Yeah, the court ruled by a 6-3 margin in favor of a man who wanted to not guilty to a capital offense. His lawyer wanted him to plead guilty to avoid the death penalty, and the man strongly disagreed with his attorney on that, and the court backed up the man and said that guaranteeing a defendant the right to have assistance of counsel for his defense. In other words, it's your right to decide how you plead, not your lawyer's.
So some big decisions today from the Supreme Court. And Domenico, we're still waiting on some more, including one on redistricting.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of other cases still. There's the redistricting case. There's the case about, the cake shop, which has to do with whether or not, the sort of right to religious freedom versus the right to privacy.
So lots more to watch for. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Thank you.
You're welcome.